Yo, 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 this is Virgo Vaughn. It's the Virgo Show. Welcome. Welcome back. Today's topic, we talking about work. Work ethic, work culture. You know, something everybody got something to do with. Unless, you know, your parents was born rich, you work somewhere. All right. In my opinion, work ethic starts at the house. Everything starts at the house. I mean, that's your first teacher, your parents, your siblings, family, what you see. And then, you know, second is what you watch on TV, in my opinion. But anywho, work ethic, it starts at the house. I grew up among Jamaicans. That work ethic is real serious. Back in the, what's it like, 80s, 90s, they used to say, Living Color was like, hey, man, gotta go to work. Jamaicans got a lot of jobs. And they do, they believe in work. People from the island, immigrants in general, who come from wherever they came from, who came to America, they came here for a better life. So, yeah, they gonna work, period. They came here to work. So, I grew up among people who are workers by nature. So, yeah. There was no staying home from work. And if you didn't go to work, you couldn't stay home. My dad did not play that shit. He look at you like, hey, what, you sick? What wrong with you? And you be like, oh, take your ass, go walk. What, why you not walk? What wrong with you? Because that's the only thing that could be reason why you're not going to work. I was talking to a coworker about it the other day. We cracked jokes about it. He was like, my dad did that too. He was like, get your ass up. He was mad. I was like, he probably got you that job. He said he did. I'd be pissed too. He's like, my head hurt a little bit. No, get your ass up and go to work. But like I said, the work ethic starts at the house. From seeing your parents go to work. Like my dad, he went to work 4 o'clock in the morning. That's the time he left out. And he did construction. Had to be to work at 6. But either way, he would leave out at 4 o'clock in the morning. Get up, make himself a breakfast and lunch. Make whatever, and then he go about his business. So that's where I come from, you know, work ethic like that. Like, that's what I'm used to, that kind of work ethic. Like how these people, how I see people, I don't know what kind of work ethic they had. I know that's just a Jamaican house. I know Spanish people, you know, they work ethic. You know, y'all crack little Mexican jokes, but like I said, any immigrant that comes from another country, they came here to work. They came here for a better life. They are going to work. I've always seen the culture. Take a minute. Let's pause for a second. Think about where you work at. Who doing all the overtime? Somebody from another country. Because they came here to work. And do better. That's what they came for. Work ethic. That's culture and ethic. We can break it down a little bit. When you come down to that ethic, it comes from, like I said, your parents and whatever. Like my mom, she took me to her job. She got me a job. She worked for the state. She put me on, like, hey, you come with me. And I went to work with her. She took me to work. We worked at the same place. She took me every day she was going. Well, we would stop and get coffee at Dunkin' Donuts every day. Even when we was late, she was like, we're already late. We might as well get coffee. I guess I grew to believe this was normal. Get your coffee before you go to work. No matter what, we got our coffee before we went to work. I grew to believe this was normal. Even if you're late. Think about it. Let's pause. You showed up to work late. And you walked in here with some coffee. Well, that's the type of thing my mama did. And that was my little work ethic. She taught me to get the coffee. So, inadvertently, she taught me to be late. I can't blame her for it. I'm my own adult. Well, if First off, we was in the same car together, so I guess I could blame her. But she taught me to be late. I'd be a little late. It was part of my program. It became part of my stitch. I became late. I've been a little late for work. I've always been a little bit late. 3 minutes, 5 minutes. It's the stitch my mama gave me. Terrible, right? Fast forward. I'm still a little late, honestly. Running in still. My lady, she was teaching her son about work, and she told him that on time was late. I said, what? She said, yeah, on time is late. 15 minutes early is on time. I paused like, damn, I didn't know that. My mama didn't teach me that. My mama taught me shit. I get there when I get there. That was the attitude she had. I get there when I get there. It talks about the ethic and the culture. So my mother, we're from the North, so New Yorkers, Northern people. We're the free ones. And my lady, she from the South, so they work ethics a little different. She taught her son to be on time. And on time is 15 minutes early. He gets there 15 minutes to 30 minutes early. That's his work ethic. That's what his mother taught him. Small little thing. Yeah, he's special. And he know to get to work on time. Early. There's a lot of things he don't know, but he know how to get to work on time. Work ethic is something you get taught by your parents. You live and you learn. Children learn what they live. Yeah, work ethic. Now, let's talk about the culture a little bit. Different cultures of different people, they have different kind of ethics. Like I said, I was taught to work. I actually like working. I like to see things get done. I'm possessed. What's the word I want to say? Obsessed with progress. It just a turn on. It just is sexy to watch things move to me. Yeah. So I'm obsessed with work. So I like to work. I'm going to get my job done. I'm one who, all you got to do is show me what to do. And I got this. Leave me be. I'm going to go over there and go get it done. And when you're looking for me, I'm going to be where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to do. I might be goofing off a little bit, chatting a pinch. But you know what? My work is getting done because that's what we're here for, the work, right? Other than that, you harassing me. Culture of work. I used to work with a lot of different people from a lot of different cultures. The American people, my African American people, my black people. We black people have a different work culture, and it's extremely interesting. I'm assuming that we must have did enough work as slaves, because the black people that I've came across and know, they act like they, I don't know, like they don't want to work no more. Like we don't worked enough and we didn't get paid. They act like they don't want to work anymore. African American, the black people, the descendants of slaves, the people that was brought here. Myself as well. I'm black. I can't deny it. But I come from my people come from the islands, and there's a difference. But African American, black people, slave descendants, they do not like working. Their culture sucks. They don't. They don't want to work. My mama once, she showed up for work with coffee late. When they come, they half-ass everything. I don't understand how do you half-ass it? You got to take the same effort to... They half-ass everything. They ducking off. They hiding from work. This is when they are at work. I work in a warehouse. I already told you where I work. I work in a warehouse. with people younger than I, and I just be looking at them. That's interesting. This is the first job I didn't have to train my manager. Most jobs I quit because it's high school drama and a lack of production. I work at Amazon. There's gonna be some fucking production. Trust and believe them packages going out. But the work ethic. This young man, he goes, man, I just do just enough. Just enough. And he squeezes his little fingers together and he'd be like, D is passing. Is it? Jesus Christ. The work ethic of these people. And then I'm watching the news and it's like, the new kids, not kids, the newer generation, Gen X, Z, I don't know. But they have clothing lines. They have podcasts. They got channels and stuff like that. So they worried, who the hell's gonna be the electrician? Who's gonna do the dirty work? Who's gonna build houses? Who's gonna dig trenches? Who's gonna do that? So they already preparing to migrate workers from other places. Like I said back at the beginning, work culture. People from other countries, they come here to work, and they willing to work, and they don't care about the work. They come here to get money. And I'm just looking at it from where I be sitting, and it's like, wow. I guess when you look at the big picture, so y'all brought us here to work. We ain't working no more. Fuck that. We ain't doing shit. We gonna run our own business, and we gonna run our own show. We ain't doing that shit no more. So now we going back. I wonder how much they're going to pay the migrant workers. I'm still trying to encourage people. Hey, encourage your kids to be a plumber, an electrician, welding. There's a list of occupations that they're going to have to migrate to other people, which means it's just going to pay them more. That's all it's going to be. The less people want to do it, the more they got to get paid. Long story short, work ethic and culture, the ethic of people and cultures. Different cultures have different ethics. Spanish people, they're going to work. They're going to get it done. You see them together? They're not all Mexican. When you see a Spanish group of people, they are all not Mexican. But they get it done. They work together. They all work together. They all get paid together. They all chip in together. They all do it together. La familia. Like I said, culture, work, and ethics. What you put in is what you get out. If you only get a little bit, then what you really expect? You can slide for a while, but ain't gonna last too long. Nothing lasts too long. Nothing ain't gonna last too long. That's just my take on the work ethic. Because work is looking like it's about to be extinct out here. It's an endangered species now. Nobody wants to work. Shit, I don't want to work. I do want to work. I just want to work from home. I want to get paid from the house. I don't want to have to go to the warehouse and sweat. And summer coming, I'm scared. I live in Florida. In May, it's 100 degrees. Just know that. Wherever you live, yeah. I don't even think y'all get the 100. We get the 100 in May. You don't even want to know what we're doing in June and July. But anyway, that's my take on work ethic. If you agree or disagree with me, rate me wherever you listen to this at. They say I only got 4-star. I only got 4 ratings. I got over 1,600 views and I only got 4 ratings. So it's either I'm lying or y'all lying. But anyway, if you get a chance, wherever you listen to this podcast at, see if you can leave a rating and do so, please. Thank you. And I appreciate you.